A lot happening on this episode. Captain Jack Campbell enters history officially. Great weekend to be a linebacker, in fact. Josie Jewell has a big Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. And Jacobs, among other players for the Hawks, are finding new homes. We talked the Heisman Award, Brock Purdy playing for the Niners, the Army-Navy game, and a whole lot more. Sit back, relax, let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans. Episode 377 of the Tyler Kluver's Had a Baby podcast. He's got us out here recording what feels like seven episodes this week because he's trying to bank shit for when he's a dad and his entire life comes crumbling down and he no longer has a second of free time to himself. So here we are. Kevin said he's got 25 minutes. He's got shit to do. He didn't go any further than that. When he doesn't go any further than that, I don't ask questions. Kluver, what's up, pal?
Well, before Kevin got in here and we hit the hot button, you told me that you were socially autistic. So I'd love to hear what's going on in the Drake camp.
I'm completely incapable in social situations. And not only that, I today, for the first time ever, almost had an anxiety attack. Full-blown, sick, riddled with anxiety. Thinking about going to this neighborhood Christmas party with a bunch of people who have had much more to drink than I ever care to, that I don't really know, but that I also have to act like really kind of like good because, one, they're nice people. There was no issue with the people. They're fantastic people, but I don't know what I'm doing. And so I don't know, dude. I'm socially autistic. My social skills need work.
I assume that this is something that Kaylee set up.
No. It's our neighborhood, man. So we live in like a neighborhood that's hardly a neighborhood because it's really there's no HOA. It's being built. People are just starting to move in, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, man, a lot of business owners and stuff, and they do a lot of get-togethers at each other's houses, which this is my first ever neighborhood party in my life. So, I don't think I was in my best. I didn't give my best performance.
Now, Drake, is this like a developed thing? Cause you used to be perfectly fine in social shit situations.
I think so.
I mean, use it or lose it, right?
I've lost it.
Yeah, I guess you could say that, Kluv. It's being able to socialize is a skill just like any other, I suppose, right?
I mean, I worry about that sometimes with myself. I sit here in my house, and that's all I do. I'm even less social than Drake. He at least goes to a separate location to train.
The other thing is, like, Kaylee owns this magazine, right? And there's a lot of successful business owners who could certainly advertise in her magazine potentially. So yeah, I'm like trying to be on my best behavior and then also try and be a part of conversations that I don't know how to be a part of, boys and girls. So I'm struggling with being a social butterfly.
See, what you're running into there is the thing that I have actually crafted a skill at, and it's social bullshitting. You have to act like you care, and it's tough to do.
Just ask questions.
Yeah, it's, and that's something, Drake, that you don't do well at because
I'll tell you what though. But I like to listen to the stories. Right, I sat with a couple of the older guys in the neighborhood on the back porch and just listened to them tell stories, which is about as good of a social situation as I could get, because then I don't have to talk and I can actually be interested.
Yeah. I mean, welcome to adulthood.
It's tough, dude.
It's tough sometimes. It really is. Welcome in. This is 377. I don't know where this goes, especially if Kevin dips out. People talking shit about the walk-ons. You guys know that?
No. What else is new? Who's chirping?
You were clean, Kevin. You actually got a compliment on there.
You came out clean, Kev.
What in the Discord or what happened?
Somebody said they're waiting on Kevin in the transfer portal.
Hey, dude, who's not in the transfer portal, right?
Hey man, if there's another podcast out there that wants to tamper and throw me an offer under the table, my DMs are open.
Drake and I could be a two man show here soon. It might be DHD all the time. Yeah, man, there's message boards out there. I'm not on any of them, but tons of our listeners and our fans are. A couple screenshots got sent our way. We got goons out there, and it's not provoked by us. We certainly don't care. There's been people talking shit about us since episode one, and that's okay. We're not going to please everybody. We don't aim to. But somebody said they didn't necessarily like the comments, I believe, about Justin and Arland and Keegan and Terry.
I didn't even say anything about Justin. I just said, well, I mean, now that he left, it's just good riddance like the rest of them.
Yeah, well, and you called Arland and Keegan pussies and I'm not saying I'm agreeing or disagreeing. I'm just saying they didn't like that. And then someone came in and said, Drake's a moron.
True.
Kevin should.
True. Drake gets that.
I believe the comment was something like, Drake's a moron. Kevin Ward is the only one who's ever said anything smart on that podcast. I wish he would get away from those other two. And it is what it is, my boys and girls.
See, it doesn't work though like that. If I'm just here, the only one talking, just making sense in the things I'm saying, that's just a boring show. We need the goon out here in the top right corner to say some goonish things.
Well, what do you want from me? I do what I do.
I just love people who like to hate for no reason, right? They're just putting it out there unprovoked. Like, yeah, I'll hate on these three guys who are trying to do something cool.
Well, honestly, mine wasn't unprovoked. I can never cry like anything that's said to me is unprovoked. That's why if I'm gonna be as absolutely unapologetically blunt as I am, then I can't cry if somebody says something back to me. I can just be like, yeah, I mean, either I agree with you or I don't, but it is what it is.
That's true. So in reality here, I'm the one that's getting drugged through this mud.
Yeah. You're getting drugged.
Which is tough. It's tough.
You suck. Hashtag real Kluver sucks.
But nobody, but real Kluver's never come to the surface. Nobody knows real Kluver. So I'm getting drugged through the mud. I'm the one who does all the work on this thing, trying to donate to the kids, trying to produce entertaining content, be there for the Hawkeye fans, provide a little perspective, and I get shit on, right? You know what? Fuck me, huh? And I would be, I have very, very thick skin. Anything that does come through that makes me think certainly doesn't make me sad or anything. But I would be lying if I didn't like look at those comments and think, man, like, could I change this guy's mind? I think if these people that don't like us met us in person, they'd be like, well, some of them might ask for autographs, but they would certainly not think that we were assholes or something like that. Anyway, we'll move on. I don't give a fuck. Since Kevin's not going to be here very long, let's talk about the things that matter. Jack Campbell, Butt Kiss Award winner. Decent, right?
I think that's a pretty solid award to add to the hardware collection. Yeah.
I didn't win the award.
Josie
didn't even win the award. He picked off Mahomes twice in the last hour. So
I mean, that means Jack Campbell's going to get drafted and pick off Mahomes like four times next year.
Well, Jack Campbell is certainly getting drafted, and it's probably going to be higher than Josie's fifth round selection.
Fourth round. Put some respect on our man's name.
Was it fourth?
Yeah, Josie was a fourth round pick, you bastard.
You're still going to end up being correct, Kluver, that it is going to be higher. But let's not disrespect the outlaw.
Am I confusing him with George? Was George fifth round?
Yeah, we just want Stanford outlaw slander.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people tagged me once Jack was selected as the Butkus winner and said, you know, I think this closes down the debate. I'm not saying it does, right? I'm not saying it does. Jack hasn't done shit in the NFL yet. Again, Josie. Dude,
Josie's overcoming the flattest feat in human history to do what he's doing, okay? Football is played on your feet, and Josie's overcoming having a bad pair of feet. So, and that's coming from a guy with bad feet, all right? So bad feet can talk about bad feet. And Josie.
He's also got to overcome that underbite, too. That's not easy.
Well, see, now you're just being disrespectful, right? I'm putting out an anatomical flaw that he and I both share, and you're just trying to come at him and punch him in his face. Josie, that's Kevin, not me. All respect. I still think you're the best, but.
Jack, how about him? He is overcoming a few things. He is balling out today, boys.
Balling out, and he's swagging out too with the mustache. He's
got the elbow tape. He's got the green dot.
He's getting into the pregame outfits.
Yeah, I'm talking about even like the pregame walk-ins. Yeah, if he was a coach, he could recruit some moms. That's for sure.
He's coordinating he
ever.
Oh, Josie would agree.
Hey, remember when Josie was the ugliest freshman of all time? So he goes from that to
true.
Honestly, I wouldn't kick him out of bed.
Josie definitely had a good glow up in college. That's for damn sure.
He had a little bit of a glow up. Speaking of that recruiting moms thing, we got a suggestion. This is from a fan. If you follow Drake's suggestion relative to Kevin's recruiting tactics and moms and fast forward 18 to 22 years, Kevin could coach a team made up of 85 scholarship wards and another 20 walk-on wards. A team of 105 of his sons could also be managers, video staff, training staff. What about the recruits he doesn't sign? What about the portal, NIL? It would all be the same name, image, and likeness. That was fan submission right there.
Create a biological conglomerate of college athletes and producers and all that kind of shit. That you know, if my genes were good enough, I might pursue something like that, but they're just not. There's a walk-on for a reason.
105 Kevin Wards.
105 Kevin Wards goes 0-12. That's for damn sure.
105 Jack Campbells is an issue.
Okay, this brings up an interesting question.
George Kittle.
I was about to say, go NFL guys. They have to play all 22 spots. Who are you taking?
George Kittle.
I'd probably take
22 George Kittles.
You got to have somebody who can block, but you also need someone. Who's the best combination of blocking and speed and skill in the NFL? It's probably George. You could argue someone else.
If you're going to take George, I can't dick ride George like that. So,
but I think it's legitimately him. No bias.
Give me Nick Bosa.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, there's probably a couple of good defensive ends out there. So Nick or Joey Bosa would be
give
good.
Give me Micah Parsons if you're going to take George.
Micah would be a competitor for that award. Yeah.
I think maybe Myles Garrett could also probably be
that's a great issue.
The problem with those two, both Parsons.
Chandler Jones could be an issue.
I think Parsons more so than whoever you just said would be closer to George is that offensive skill. Like once they actually get the ball in their hands, the speed to run away from a defense, catching, you know, crazy catch radius, ball skills.
I don't know about Bosa. I want to say Myles Garrett ran a sub 4.7 40.
Myles Garrett ran in like the 4.5s, dude.
They're fast.
And he's built like a truck.
You're right.
Not just like those old diesel trucks, man. He's like built one of those new cyber trucks, like slick, lean. And
Tesla truck.
No, he's built like the new GMC Sierra with the 750 horses in it, dude.
Hey, Drake, no free advertising.
Yeah, shout-outs.
No free shout-outs. You called a Tesla truck.
Whatever.
True.
But, dude, the dude is like absolutely stacked with not an ounce of body fat on him. I'd take 22 Myles Garrett. I think that team wins some ball games.
I will say this. George wasn't from what I can remember, George wasn't the best at throwing the football. Maybe he's gotten better since.
I think unless you pick like a quarterback, you're going to be a run only offense.
It's going to look like the Army Navy game.
Exactly. Well, how about that game? Did you guys watch?
Hell of a game, man.
Yeah.
Jersey's on fire.
Oh, I think Army clearly had the better.
Army had the better ones. Those Army jerseys go up against any in the country, especially with America behind you.
I mean, yeah, I love how they always do like new uniforms for that game every year now, and
it's amazing. Sick.
And my parents went to the game a couple years. I think it was the year before COVID, and they said it was like one of the coolest games they've ever gone to.
I feel like if Kevin Ward was to play another college football game, it would be in an Army-Navy game. That's where Kevin Ward belongs. It's an Army-Navy football game.
You saying I should have gone to the Air Force Academy?
I think you should have, yeah.
Yeah, I probably would have fit in all right. Man, I was just thinking the other day, like, there's like a handful of decisions in your life that greatly alter the trajectory of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you go to school, what career you decide to follow afterwards. And like, there's like three decisions in there that my life could look so freaking different right now.
Everybody's good, right?
Yeah. You ever think about like that?
Oh, I think about stuff like that all the time. I love philosophical sort of big picture thoughts like that. Yeah.
Especially decisions like you were really close on too, you know, like
I think
really could easily gone the other way.
Yeah. And for me, college wasn't one of those, but for you, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drake's probably got a few of those decisions.
Hey, you think about a lot of those things when your life takes a fucking jump off of a cliff.
So take a quick second to recognize AdCraft, the goats of merchandise who are our people, right? They're part of the Walk-On Army. You guys remember when, you know, that whole Big E thing went down? He said Hawks by a million on Fox and it went viral. I mean, just went all over the place. Well, we needed some flags, right? The people wanted some HBAM stuff. And guess who was there the entire time, who actually hit me up before I hit him up? Right? That's my guy at AdCraft. That's Colin. He's like, hey, we're going to need some flags. He knew it was coming. So they're already ahead of us when we're trying to do our merch. And as you guys have heard me talk about, when you guys want to create your own t-shirts, your own sweatshirts, whatever you guys need, it's hard to know what products should you choose, how much inventory should you order, how do you collect and then distribute orders and all this stuff. Just let AdCraft handle it, okay? If you need to get apparel to your employees, no problem. AdCraft's company web store program allows flexibility to fit your company's needs, including special features like password protection. No more creating complex spreadsheets to collect and submit orders from your employees. With AdCraft Company Store, you'll just send a store link to your employees to order, and AdCraft takes care of the rest. Hey, and they're great for high school sports, booster clubs, athletic club teams, companies, and much more. AdCraftWebStores.com, and they'll help you guys just like they helped us. www.AdCraftWebStores.com. We're going to get you guys back to the show in just a second, but first we want to let you guys know about our title sponsor, DRF Sports. ia.drf.com. I'll say it again, ia.drf.com, to sign up and start playing now and cashing in with DRF Sportsbook. They are Iowa's sportsbook. They are kind of like the walk-ons. They got that walk-on mentality. They're the little guy trying to make a name for themselves, and they're doing a hell of a job. We're helping each other grow each other's brands. They have some of the best sign-up bonuses, sign up promos, deposit matches, you know, first bet promotions in the game. You're going to get at least one of those when you sign up, and you can start cashing in right now. You can also go visit the official DRF Sportsbook in person at Lakeside Hotel and Casino in Osceola during the season as well. Be sure to listen to our Thursday episodes, the preview episodes, where we will feature our walk-ons times DRF collabs, where we choose a bet each week to boost the odds and see if we can't all make a little green. Shout out to DRF for being an incredible sponsor, incredible people, and helping us here at the Walk-Ons. You know who's made a couple decisions that could alter their life is, and I want to make sure that we get this conversation in, Two of the transfers from Iowa, Keegan Johnson will be a Kansas State Wildcat, which is, I think, where people were predicting that Arlen Bruce would go because he's from Kansas or from Missouri. He's from the Kansas City area. It looks like he's going to end up at Arkansas State. Maybe he took a visit there. I saw some him on a visit. It's so weird that like college kids are now still taking visits. The portal's a very interesting thing. And Justin Jacobs found a bag. I think he found a bag.
Oh, is it announced now?
You haven't seen it.
No, I've not been on Twitter today.
Also breaking news for me on this podcast.
Well, would you guys like to take a guess?
Well, is it Oregon? You said his girlfriend was at Georgia, so I'm just going to take the bait.
I thought that that would be where he went as well. Kevin, you are correct. He will be going out west to Eugene and the swoosh talks, I guess.
Always does.
To me, this decision was one where we were a little confused last week when we talked about this, right? We talked about it. He didn't end up going south where his girlfriend plays softball at Georgia, right? That would make sense. It's like, okay, you're going to follow your lady. Hope that works out. He's going real far away from Athens, all the way out to the Pac-12 and at Oregon. And their defense ain't better than Iowa's.
I mean, we said it the last podcast. Like, it was pretty understood that he'd been in contact with someone about a certain amount of money, and he's going to take the money up front. And, you know, I thought he would have stayed here for another year. He would have gotten drafted next year and made himself a nice living. But, you know, he's going to make some good money now, and we'll see how it turns out for him long term. Who knows?
I think you're right. You talked about it, Kevin. I think there's better chance than not that this is long-term the worst play.
And, I mean, we talked with Brad last podcast, too. Like, probably could have made some money here, too, to stay. Probably could have made a decent amount.
Especially if you go to –
He was going to be, like, the dude in the center of the defense last year.
Go to T. Barnes or just hit up Brad and be like, hey, I don't mean to, like, be an asshole or scare you guys, but like Oregon's throwing this amount of cash at me. How much can you guys give me or set me up with for an NIL deal? Which that would actually be legal, by the way. Oregon, anything that they're, you know, I would love to know.
You know what you got to do is
the paper trail.
As a player, this would be an ultimate chess move. You know, you got someone from some booster, whatever, from another program saying, hey, we'll give you X to play here. You know, once you get off in the corporate world, you get a job offer, right? But you like your company, you give your company a chance to match, right?
Yep.
They match. All right. These motherfuckers are tampering. Go snitch on them. You already secured your bag. You're staying home. And now that team's in trouble.
And now you fucked Oregon out of Kevin.
That's some good shit.
Now you fucked Oregon out of.
You know what? Clip this, put it out there, send it to some guys on the Hawks, and let's make. You know, we gotta play chess, not checkers.
We can at least still hear you. I thought what you were gonna say was you get them into a bidding war, and now all of a sudden, you know, Oregon comes to you with $50,000, and you go to Tyler Barnes, and you're like, hey, they're telling me I'm getting $75,000-$80,000 over there, and then they match that, and you go back to Oregon and you say, hey, Iowa just promised me
$80,000.
So I don't know. I think it's pretty clear that that there was some non-legal steps to the paper trail that Justin Jacobs took.
Everything is getting fucking tampered with.
Yeah, I mean,
everything is illegal right now.
I tweeted about it. I said, buddy got a bag, quote tweeted it. It was interesting in his tweet. It said something along the lines of a dream come true or something like that. So that's interesting a little bit. Somebody responded to my tweet and said,
he had there a shit ton of offers in high school. Did he have an offer from them?
He was certainly talented enough that a school like Oregon would offer. It would not have been out of the question. I'd have to go back and look to see if they actually did. I know he had a lot of offers. Somebody asked, does this mean Iowa is going to just become a farm system for the schools with way more money, right? Iowa is a tier two school in the country, right? They're not an Ohio State, a Bama, arguably even an Oregon sits up there. I'd probably put Oregon tier two, but with more money. Does this mean that Oregon or somebody with a lot of cash, Texas, Miami, does this mean that they just start picking off Iowa players who establish themselves as good players sophomore, junior year, and they steal them?
If Barr has anything to say about it, yeah.
Oops. Hey, Gary, we need to talk. It's all fine.
The three of us would like to have a word.
And I bet Hawkeye Nation would like to be in on that conversation too if they knew what was going on.
I know our Discord would.
I'd be able to keep jesting around if we had a few more McBiskies. You know?
Might have them if he wasn't trying to keep it all.
I'm saying, right? Don't want to drop any bombs, but you guys listening can read into that all you want. Weird. But he's going to go out and play for the Pac-12, and it will be interesting to see where he gets drafted and how his career pans out from here, because I think that at Iowa, as a guy on this defense, a important guy on this defense with Phil Parker, with the Iowa brand, you know, I think he has the potential to be certainly a second-day guy. You know, could his potential up from there? I don't know
where.
He's
got as high as a ceiling as you could possibly want.
Certainly could be a first day guy if everything went perfect. Yep. So where will he land in the draft after playing a year at Oregon? Who knows? But like you guys said on the last podcast, we'll play with the guys we got and who want to be here. And that's that, basically. Quick little bonus to the Jacobs conversation here. Like Drake said with the kid on the way, we have been trying to record the show ahead. So we actually recorded this podcast on Sunday evening before the episode with Brad and the Swarm even came out. This was just a few hours after Justin had announced that he was on his way to Oregon. And of course, after recording, when I went back to check Twitter, I somehow got into drama again, as I have some weird proclivity for. I certainly wasn't trying to. And I am always curious to hear other people's opinions. Maybe I was wrong on this. Maybe as a former player, this isn't something I should comment on, but I'm in a weird spot where we have this show and it's based on Iowa football, my experiences on Iowa football, which certainly are relevant to guys transferring or how a career ends up, stuff like that. Pretty much giving our opinions on Iowa football news and the happenings of the players on the team currently. So do I shut my mouth and just say, fuck it, and the show suffers? Just, you know, just because we're brothers in the Hawkeye uniform, like I've never met Justin, never met Terry or anybody in this scenario, was never teammates with them. And I don't think I said anything wrong, right? But anyway, a conversation ensued that involved Justin's dad and Terry Roberts replying to me on Twitter. And eventually even Justin himself hit my DMs. I won't reveal the exactly what he said in that DM, but they were all kind of trying to play damage control a little bit is what it seemed like. I'm going to read the Twitter conversation for you guys, and for any that didn't see it, you guys can tell me what you think about it and the whole thing. My initial tweet was short. I quote tweeted the announcement from Justin's account and said, "Buddy got a fat bag," is my assumption. Hard to blame him. And I was like, that was from me. I was trying to be positive about it. I think that personally, I love capitalism and I love the idea that you control what you can control. And us as fans, and even the coaches and the players within Iowa right now, have not a ton of control over the overarching landscape of NIL and the transfer portal. So what do you have to do? You have to adjust. You have to adapt or die. And I love the idea of that, just in life in general. So this, you know, I'm totally fine with Justin going to Oregon. I'd prefer him to be a Hawkeye. He's a hell of a linebacker. But, hey, this is the game we're playing now. And For context here, Justin was a rising star at Iowa. I mean, you guys all know that. Made significant plays in 2021. Most notably, caused a huge fumble that Captain Jack would eventually scoop and score against Iowa State. And after being out this year with an injury, he was essentially positioned to be one of the stars of a Phil Parker defense next season. A defense that he already knows the ins and outs of and is sort of known for its linebackers. I mean, and I guess it's sort of known for all three levels of the defense, but one of those linebackers just won a Butkus Award. And many of them, Josie Jewell, James Morris, Kirksey, you can go down the line of just the last decade, Ben Neiman, Nick Neiman, have found wild success in the NFL coming out of Iowa. And I get it. It would be stupid to say that there aren't other reasons why a guy would want to find a new home, right? As speculated, his girlfriend is down in Georgia playing softball. Injury years are tough on the psychological side of things, and as much as I loved Iowa, no program is going to be 100% perfect for any one player. But after all that being said, I don't think that it's a crazy idea with the development of NIL landscape and the ability to use the transfer portal for automatic eligibility that Jacobs, you know, that to think that Jacobs wasn't flashed a little money here, right? And so, again, tweet said, "Buddy got a fat bag is my assumption, hard to blame him." And Jacob's dad responds to me and says, "Or maybe he's getting his degree on Saturday and he wanted change, but you're probably not going to mention that, huh? Congrats on getting your degree, sounds better, LOL. Duck emoji, green heart, yellow heart." Can't believe I'm explaining the emojis that were used in this conversation, but I am. Jacob's dad responds to me, right? Now, here's another thing, and I get it. I'm a former player. I guess for some reason they feel connected to me or that my tweet matters more than others. But there's hundreds of people on social media saying this, that were quote tweeting the original announcement, giving their opinions. I seem to be the only one that gets caught up in the fucking drama. I don't understand. Again, never met Jacobs or his dad, was never teammates with him. And so, you know, he talks about wanting change, saying, hey, maybe saying congrats on a degree sounds better. So I quote tweet that and I said, hey, congrats on the degree. Absolutely. And that's genuine, right? Getting a degree is tough. I came in with 37 guys. The walk-ons, the three of us came in with 37 guys in our class, scholarship and walk-on combined. And I think 16 left with a degree from Iowa. And only 14 of us finished with the football team. An extremely hard thing to do, and that's something that Justin has under his belt. Congrats on the degree, absolutely. If Justin, quote, just wants a change, that may be the most shocking reason of any, given he would be a superstar on an elite defense that he already knows, etc. I'm sure everything is above board and there was no monetary incentive. Now, that last part, I did get a little snarky. But he got a little snarky too with me. I mean, if we're going to go back and forth, we're going to go back and forth. So I say that. The tweet about him wanting change and getting his degree also gets quote tweeted from Terry Roberts. And this is where it starts to get interesting. Because as we know, Terry is also in the transfer portal. And quite honestly, was a favorite player on the Hawkeye football team these past few seasons for a lot of us. I mean, he's scary Terry, right? We've been all over the kid, making special teams plays, tried his ass off, effort through the roof for the black and gold over the last few years, right? And so, again, quote tweet from Terry Roberts, who says, "They don't understand what happens behind closed doors, Pops," talking to Jacob's dad. "They just outsiders thinking they know everything." Terry at this point assumed that I was just some fan. He didn't, and no reason for him to assume otherwise. And before I could even like respond and say, hey, I actually know a little bit, multiple people jumped on Terry's ass, letting him know that I was actually on the inside for 5 years, started for 4 years, all the, stuff. And that I do sort of have an idea about how things work. And I've seen guys' situations play out. I've been on the inside and listened to reasons why guys would want to transfer, seen situations play out and evolve. So Terry realizes that and you know, responds a second tweet and says, okay, but if y'all not behind those closed doors at the time a player is out of school and he transfers, then stop trying to make in y'all own conspiracy theories and wait till y'all hear the truth. And if you don't hear why someone left, then it's obviously not your business. There's some grammatical errors in there that make it hard to, but that was a direct quote from Terry. And so to clean that up a little bit, he says, essentially, if you aren't behind the closed doors at the time that the specific player is at the school, and then that player transfers, then stop making your own conspiracy theories and wait till you hear the truth. And if you don't hear why someone left, then it's obviously not your business. And to some extent, I agree, you know, to most of the extent, I agree with that, right? Now, I wasn't making a conspiracy theory. Again, in my original tweet, I had said, my assumption is, I wasn't claiming that as fact. And I don't think it was a sort of out there conspiracy theory in the first place. I think everybody's kind of leaning towards the NIL thing here. But this was intriguing for me. Did you guys listen to what Terry said there? And the tweet was actually deleted from Terry's account about 10 minutes later, which is what makes it even more interesting. So now we're getting into something here where it sounds like there's more to the story. And I actually hate this. I do not like this. This is not the walk-ons. This is not Tyler Kluver. If I wanted to be, I actually think we could be much bigger. I think there's a world where we do some clickbaity breaking news type of shit, and that's who the walk-ons are. And it's annoying, but it's insider information. I could be fostering relationships much better on the inside, trying to keep up with people, getting in with certain players, all of that. I could be doing that with the intent of trying to be the breaking news guy, right? Trying to be the Adam Schefter of the Iowa Hawkeyes. I do not, and we do not care about any of that. We do not want to be the guys who break the juicy news or rumors. But again, this was straight from Terry on a public forum, and he's no longer in the Hawkeye uniform. So while I wasn't interested in digging any further, I decided to cap the conversation with a final quote tweet of that and said, I have no reason to think Terry is lying about there being some other truth. So that's quite interesting. Obviously not what you want to hear from a guy on the inside. And again, Terry ends up deleting that tweet about the real truth. And this is where the conversation stopped. Terry stopped responding, and Jacob's dad didn't have anything else for me, though he did continue interacting with fans who continued to prod that this was almost certainly involving a financial incentive. And throughout all that, I did find it interesting that in all of that back and forth, they very clearly were actively choosing not to deny any claims of money being involved, didn't even really address it, but rather just offered up alternative motives as possibilities. And so why does any of this matter, right? Well, for one, why do two players who are done with their time at Iowa really care about what other people are saying? As a young man that knows full well what social media turns into and knows that they are big-time players at a D1 school, Terry and Justin, to enter the transfer portal as them, they would know how big of a deal they would be for other teams to try and go get. It almost presented like they were surprised that the news about them was such, you know, was being taken as such a big deal, or that it was getting so much run on Twitter. And I don't think they should have been surprised. I think they absolutely should have expected that. And what this makes me think of is actually KF's old Twitter rule and the reason that it was in place and sort of the intentions behind it in the first place. When you're a kid, and that's absolutely what these guys are, is kids. And I know that I'm now seeping into the older generational thing where you go, well, when I was a kid, but it becomes so much more evident as you get older. Obviously, as I mentioned multiple times, more than people probably want to hear, I'm expecting a kid at the time of this recording at any point now of my own. And the further you get out from college, you realize, holy shit,
KF, right? You don't know shit about shit, okay? You realize you don't know shit about shit when you're an 18 to 22-year-old kid when it comes to life, right? And sometimes that toxic social attention that we've created, sort of catalyzed with our society, can get to you. It's certainly gotten to me a couple times. I've never acted on it, but it, you know, I have to deal with that internally, especially having a show like we do. And that traps you sometimes, saying something that you don't mean or revealing information that you shouldn't have revealed or having conversations that you shouldn't be a part of. And I think, honestly, that's what sort of happened here with both Terry responding to me in the public forum and then also getting the DM from Justin himself. I don't really have an excuse for their dads, who Terry's dad actually ended up chiming in at some point as well. But, you know, nonetheless, that's where this really matters. Because if you listen again to how Terry worded that final tweet, stop trying to make your own conspiracy theories and wait till you hear the truth. The truth. Like, what is going on here? Scary Terry's making it sound like goddamn Nick Cage is about to bust into the facility and find treasure underneath the practice field. You know, that's a little bit of a cryptic tweet there. Who knows what that means, right? It could be nothing. There's always things happening on the inside, relationships between coaches and teammates, teammates and teammates, thoughts and beliefs from guys that they aren't getting what they deserve. It's a complex situation at all times. And you can draw your own conclusions here, but without any evidence against it, I just, again, I come back to, it's so incredibly likely that NIL played a role in the Jacobs to Oregon situation. Hopefully this extra anecdote wasn't a waste of time. I do know this. Iowa is in a competition now with NIL in the portal. And you heard about that last podcast. We talked about it with Brad. And so I don't think there's any better time to kind of end this with a asking for your money to go to the Swarm Collective and sign up, right? Because for every Jacobs that leaves Iowa, maybe we can get a Jacobs to come to Iowa. And the Swarm Collective is going to be part of that. Iowaswarm.com if you want to get that done, and you need to get it done. All right, let's get back to the show. You guys watch the Heisman ceremony at all, or no?
Did not get a chance to watch it, but I did see that Caleb Williams won. He was a heavy favorite, and pretty good, damn good quarterback.
Damn good quarterback. I would have liked to seen Duggan win.
I like watching that guy play. The dude plays with some heart.
I want to know how Caleb Williams gets away with writing fuck other teams on his fingernails.
Fuck Utah on his fingernails.
How do you get away with that? He did it like multiple times.
Wild. Wild.
He did it to UCLA too.
Did he?
I think he did it to Texas.
Can you imagine if one of our coaches would have caught us? First of all.
Listen.
Hey, I understand the sentiment. We can't be doing that shit, okay?
All right. And action. KF comes into a team meeting Sunday after a game where one of our teammates wrote fuck the opponent on his fingernails. Action. Okay. I'm going to get started here. First of all, I want you guys to fucking listen up, okay? If you guys care about your fucking nails, all right? I'll get you a fucking gift card down the street. Okay. My wife gets her nails done right around the corner. Okay. I can get you in with her. We can get you a manicure. All right. But we don't need to be writing shit on our own nails. Okay. Let's worry about winning a fucking football game. All right. Glad we got that taken care of. We'll move on to some shit that's actually important. All right.
9-on-7.
Coach, pull up the tape. This guy's hands look a little heavy right here. Drops a ball. Almost if there's some fucking ink on his finger. I'm not sure what's going on there, but holy shit, all right. I don't know. That's interesting to me.
I guess when you're winning Heismans, you can do whatever you want.
It's very Hollywood of him. Very, very USC of him.
Yeah.
Duggan, I don't know if you guys saw the video of Duggan after the
the Big 12 championship game, but that's like a video that wins you over, right? That's sort of like a, when Jack Campbell gets up at the podium and speaks, you just hear that emotion, that passion in his voice. Duggan, an Iowa boy as well. So there's a little bit of, supposedly he was going to go to Iowa State, and then Purdy, who's fucking balling, by the way, 35-0 over the GOAT.
T's and P's to Debo.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, they announced that it wasn't as severe as they originally thought.
Good.
An ankle injury, not a knee injury.
Thought it was a knee.
So he might be back at some point this year. But, yeah, I mean, dude, the Niners just got so many weapons. I feel like you could throw Drake back there and he could play quarterback for them right now.
Well, for sure, because all they do is hand the ball off, run screens and rollouts. And, I mean, Purdy's making dropback passes like twice a quarter. I can throw four incompletions.
he was completing them though. Like he was hitting George. He ran one in the red zone.
Let me not hate on the kid. I know that I've been a hater for a long time, and it's hard for me to not be a Brock Purdy hater because he never beat the Hawks, and he was supposed to be, you know, the savior of Iowa State. Thanks. And never won a trophy. So that just is what it is, you know. Like, I lived in Gilbert, and he's from Gilbert, and you know, I'm better, you know. Hawks better than Iowa State. Drake's like,
hey, buddy, come catch me in Gilbert, huh?
He might be doing things for the San Francisco 49ers right now. Nah, who cares, Mr. Irrelevant, da-da-da. He didn't win a Seahawks series. That's all I'm saying. 5-0, kid.
2-0 playing for the Niners. Hell of a start versus the GOAT. Running in touchdowns, a lot of fantasy points. But, hey, never touched a Seahawk, did you?
Never touched a Seahawk.
Never even touched it.
Didn't even touch it.
He doesn't even actually know what it looks like.
True. He's balling though. And honestly, he's probably the best quarterback Iowa State's ever had. And I could see him being successful in the NFL. I really could.
And if he wins a Super Bowl with the Niners, I'm find out a way to get him a replica of the Seahawk. I'll send it to him.
Well, they make little
I think they sell them in like little miniature.
Yeah, there's a little miniature.
I'm gonna send him the whole thing.
We could probably rent it out.
Well, he could probably go to Ames and visit it right now because, you know.
Well, that's true. Well, that's tough.
Yeah.
The Niners offense, Debo definitely hurts not having him, but the Niners offense is dangerous. That McCaffrey trade was elite. He's balling. George is balling and is, thank the Lord, staying healthy.
They've just got some dudes on that front seven on the defense.
Dudes, right? They're scary. You don't want to mess with them right now. What else is that? Did you guys see watching Josie ball out all over the place on the opposite side of the football? First of all, how trash the Broncos offense is, even though they did score some points today.
Started to pull it on today.
They did. Russell Wilson get his head put in the ground?
Yeah, Russell Wilson ain't looking too straight for the next week or so. You see, he had like a freaking massive contusion on the side of his head from the hit he took.
Buddy was out.
I missed the hit.
It wasn't.
He was like, they had a close up of him. He's like lying on the ground and his face is just like.
He looked dead.
Yeah, the lights were on, but nobody was home.
Did they come and have to like cart him off?
I think they did walk him off, but you know, two people around both arms. So yeah.
He looked bad. It looked bad.
Let's run.
Was that 5 minutes?
5 minute warning?
Is that Kevin giving us the visual signal? Hey, everybody listening, Kevin's got 5 minutes left. What can we squeeze out of Kevin in these last 5 minutes? What do I want out of Kevin? That sounded weird, by the way, Paul. what can Kevin squeeze?
So, Clue, it looks like the baby's any day now.
Yeah, man. We're I thought it was gonna come this weekend, honestly. You guys who are listening to this, it's out on either Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know when I'm gonna put this out. We're an episode ahead recording this.
Whoever has a kid. If you're listening to this, whoever has a kid.
If you're listening to this, there's a good chance. I have a kid. We are 30.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, man. It's a lot. It's a lot for sure.
Did we have onesies, little baby onesies on our last merch drop?
Yes,
we did. And they're on, if you guys are interested in onesies for your child, all the way up through,
and I believe, supporting Clover's diaper fund.
Well, just the Wash the Walk-Ons in general. We have onesies all the way from newborn up to, I think, 2 years old on the website, hawksbymillion.com or thewashedupwalkons.com, which will be getting a little bit of a facelift in 2023. Sent the first mock-up of that over to Drake and Kevin today. Looks pretty nice, huh?
Looks sick. Yeah.
It's good.
Our boy Matt, I didn't put that together. Our boy, we got a guy. When you're at our level, right? When you're approaching 400 episodes, okay? And you're past 4 years, all right? You know, back in that 2018 club, that podcast club, yeah, those guys didn't know shit. But in 2022, we got this fucker humming, okay? So we got guys for stuff.
We got an operation going on now.
So facelift coming. A lot of people signing up on the Patreon. Love that. Don't sign up at the $25 level. Two fucking sickos that already did that. They're not getting anything different from the $12 level. But I'm trying to.
It's just like, hey, are you rich and you just want to spend more money? Sign up at the $25 level. I remember back, this is early in the Apple days of iPhone. There was an app. It was the I'm Rich app. It was $999 and it did nothing.
Wow. Smart by them, right? Because what's
some people bought it. Cost nothing to produce, and some people bought it.
What's the downside? Let's see, what else? I don't have much else. Since Kevin's gonna leave here, I was gonna bring up I have this fun little conversation that I've got of how the Big Ten could potentially look, maybe the best way the Big Ten could move forward with expansion and divisions, and how that would look in the next few years, especially with the college football playoff. But that's a long conversation, like potentially an entire episode where we could talk it out. So, Kev, I don't know what you got to do. If you got to hide a body, or if you got to fucking, yeah, you're probably going to recruit a kid, honestly. So, you know, go get your recruiting on, and happy recruiting.
And as always, Hawks by freaking million, boys. I'm okay, out. Okay,
there we go. Kevin's out. We just turn this into DHT. We just wrap it up, a little 40-minute episode.
Didn't you say we were doing a top five? What is it? Let's come up with one.
You want to just do a top five on the spot?
On the spot.
Top fives aren't great when you're not prepared for it.
Here's my – I have a dilemma. Like, do I go back to this neighborhood party? Or?
It's still going on right now.
Yeah, man. Kaylee's there.
Oh, fuck. Brain's a little bit preoccupied. I've been – cramming work, so I've been doing a ton of programming. I'm getting ready to do a New Year's fitness challenge, all while having a newborn, so I've been setting all of that up to run sort of automated and smooth. Getting unbelievable response from people on Twitter about wanting to sign up for a fitness challenge, so at least people care about getting healthy. And I'll do a little free advertising right here. If you're feeling like you got a few extra pounds from Thanksgiving, feel like you don't quite have it when you walk up the stairs anymore, you get up there, you're sweating your ass off, breathing hard, need to work on that fitness a little bit, get back in a routine, your boy's running a fitness challenge to start the year. And I'm not taking people who aren't committed. This isn't for fucking pansies. It costs money, and it's for people who actually care, because I put a lot of effort into it. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're quickly approaching the bowl game. We'll obviously have a preview for that. Hopefully, if I can get this link figured out for Kevin and Drake to watch the Kinnick documentary, they're going to watch that, and then we're going to have Scott back on. We're going to do a little recap of that doc. So I believe that's out on Blu-ray now as well. You can order that. So pretty sick. Maybe we'll get Scott to give us a couple copies. We'll give that away to a couple listeners if you give us a review on Apple or Spotify or something. And that's what you got coming up.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.